This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go. A little 3RQ for you as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one, would you take a fan of an opposing team to a game? Let's say you win those World Series tickets that we're going to be giving away on Friday.
Yep.
And you're a Yankee fan, and your buddy, who's a Mets fan, really wants to go, whatever it may be, would you take a fan of an opposing team to a game?
If it was a Yankee-Mets Subway Series, I might. If it was, like, my best friend.
Ooh, you would.
I might. Like,
that's
if it's
a spot where I don't know. That's where I'd probably go. I can't.
If it's one of my best friends, and we've had this thing for, you know, years, you know, probably if it's, it was at my wedding, like, that kind of friend, sure. But you got to roll with somebody who's wearing the same uniform. I mean, this, for the most part, is non-negotiable, unless it's very unique.
Let's say Yankees, Guardians.
Okay.
You've got a good buddy, best friend.
Guardians friend?
Yeah.
Nah, not happening. I'm going with fellow Yankee fan, 100%. Or some, my son, or, you know, if I can get two more, my daughter, my wife as well.
I think it's a tricky thing because you want to, like, hang out with. Yeah, I've had this opportunity, knowing Patriots fans that I work with, when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl, like, if I was going to go, would I bring a Patriot fan? I'm like,
well, like Ray Martell? Who's a Patriots fan?
Well, Dave Mandel was a big Patriots fan. He works at SNY. And we talked about it at the time. I decided to end up not going, and it's a good thing. But, like, yeah, in theory, it's cool. You go with your buddy, you go to the game. But, like, that type of game, postseason, or Phillies fans, friends, like,
yep.
Would you really go to a game with an opposing team, a big game?
Of that magnitude, certainly not a standalone game like, say, a national championship in college hoops or football or the Super Bowl. In a seven-game series, maybe a little more inclined. But my answer, is, now, the more I think about it, the more resolutely, there's no way you could do this. Think about...
You and I, Subway Series?
you're different. It would be different with you. Like, that... That I could see me doing.
We'd probably
for the show.
And we would accept each other's
100%. I would say yes to that. And if it didn't go my way, I'd have to knock you out in the parking lot. No. The other thing, Sal, though, the problem is is, like, if you don't bring one of your own, you're gonna, like, say, you know, say I take a Dodgers fan with Judge hits a two-run home. Yeah, I'm dapping everybody up. We're going nuts. But then when you turn for the most meaningful exchange, he's not rooting for your team.
Or vice versa.
Can't happen.
You know, Ohtani hits a big bomb, and you're upset.
There you go.
And now he's going nuts, and it's like,
And I know, and I wouldn't mock him if it's my best friend. We're not sitting there like nine-year-olds. But it's like, no, I'm not worried about being mocked in my own home. It's just about that's got to be a moment of celebration. That's got to be an iconic moment of friendship where you connect, not look the other way.
All right, number two. How old do you think, I told you I've been watching The Sopranos, I'm almost done, season six. How old do you think the character Tony Soprano was in season six?
That's a great question because, boy.
I have the answer.
Okay, I figured you would.
Yes.
Okay, in season six, the kids are all grown up. I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, Menno's, I think, out of college at this point.
So she's about 24. The Italians, certainly back then, Carmella, and my mom got married young.
Right.
So I'm guessing she was on the younger side. I'm going to say the Tony, let's see, when I was 10, my dad was 30. I like to do the math that way. Tony's much older than that. I would say he's about 43.
Dude, that's a good guess.
Don't say he's in his 30s.
You know, he's a little bit older than that.
Okay.
But I was floored. He was 46 in season six.
In season six.
So
pretty close.
So I am 45.
Yeah.
And I still feel like
young.
Yeah, and he, not only by appearance, and he only died, I was looking at this, at what, 51 or something?
Yeah, he was on location. I think he was in Italy, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he was in Italy. Can you check out how old Gandolfini was when he passed away?
51 sounds right.
But, dude.
Was his age the same as the, in real life?
It would make sense, I guess, in accordance with that, but, like, think about, I was floored. I had to look it up. I'm like, no way, because he referenced it in the show, like, I'm 46 years old. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
46? Yeah. Tony Soprano, head of the mob, the family, the whole thing, Carmelo, all the girlfriend, all the stuff, all that he did. 46? Like, I'm basically the same age. No way.
He squeezed a lot of fun into those 46 years. Now, here's the thing. Like, I do realize this.
Like, do you feel like you're older than Tony Soprano?
No, I feel like I project a lot younger.
Right.
Because so of what we wear. You know, like, listen, I'm wearing green and white Nike Dunks today, right?
So because of how he looked?
Well, that's part of it. My dad didn't wear sneakers like that when he was 45. It's just different. Like, that culture is kind of, you know, I think our generation, unlike my dad's, and before that, I think we've kind of held on to, not hold on to just our styles. I think we've evolved. Like,
right.
I don't know, whether it's hoodies, whether it's loose pants. Yeah, it's not even coming up. Golf attire. Like, I think older or oldish, you know, 40s, 50s, that's not old. But, you know, you don't dress like old men anymore. Yeah. You just don't. The style, it's just the haircuts are different. The presentation's different.
And I guess 50s used to feel a lot older than it is now.
Yeah, like, no question.
I was actually floored by that. Good guess by you. I would have guessed easily, like, oh, at 50, 55, something like that.
Well, you know what didn't help him? The way he wore his hair. Now, back then, you were, now, I don't know if the Don's going to want to, he's going to really shave his hair. I know we can't wear shorts, but I don't know if you really shave the hair either like that. But back then, guys were still hanging on. And when you're hanging on and a little comb over or it's receding, you just look older.
Makes you look older.
Yep.
All right, last one for you. How long
do you... The Gumas keep you younger.
Juliette Margulies. Yeah, I was like, ooh, I got to amend this answer. I love her.
Yeah.
How long do you wait to ask somebody about a package that they were supposed to send you?
It's a good question.
Or that they said they were going to send you.
It's a good question. It's something that I'm obviously, like, waiting for, anxious to get, or is it something for,
I went to the Red Bulls game a couple weeks ago.
I remember when you went.
Sammy hooked you up. Yeah. Yeah, Sammy's like, I'm going to send you Red Bulls gear. Give me your address. Like, the whole thing. I'm going to send you a package, whatever. And I'm like, all right, I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Free stuff, send it to the house, Red Bull stuff, I'll rock the gear on the air, whatever. 2 weeks, I haven't heard a peep from Sammy. So now do I reach out and be like, hey, what happened to the package?
You don't have to. You just said it on WFAN.
Dummy.
Now Sammy's running to his,
No, but is it okay? Like 2 weeks is a long time. Even he asked for the address. I didn't ask for it. He said he was going to send it. But in general, if somebody says, hey, BT, what's your address? I'm going to send you some stuff. Game changer.
I'm actually a game changer. This hoodie's sweet. Right, Nike.
So if he said he was going to send you some stuff, you don't get it for 2 weeks.
I wouldn't circle back to game changer. I use it all the time with the kids. Right. It's a great app.
Would you circle back to Sammy for the Red Bulls? They get the playoffs coming up.
No, but
up
I'll tell you, I have had a similar dilemma. Okay. So Maddie A, who was back at St. John's, right?
Yes.
He was there when I started doing the games in 04. He was a manager, and then he went to Iowa State. He bounced around. Like, a great, great recruiter. Now he's the general manager for Rick Pitino. Now these teams have GMs,
right?
So he doesn't like recruiting. Like, he's the money man, and he's great. Matt's awesome. Matt's a great dude. So he sent me a text about 2 weeks ago. Hey, what's your address? I need to send you some updated Nike stuff. Now, the St. John's Nike stuff is dope.
Yeah,
I've been waiting for it. So I guess I don't have to send them a text since I'm saying it on the air. Hey, Maddie, wake up. Yeah. Where's my stuff?
Send some, by the way, to BT. I want to wear some St. John's
stuff. I did
stuff.
Say. I said you need to get my crew some stuff so that they can wear some St. John's gear during the season as well.
Right.
So, Maddie, take care of them as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural?
or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.